I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
Hello and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, all that jazz. Welcome to the last episode of Sean Hammer for 2019. No, I can't really guarantee that because I still might pop one off, but it'll be the last one before Christmas, that I can guarantee. So we're going to cover a little bit and go over just for Aspicino. That's it. Because the whole crew has the keyword December. And it's December, and I'm going to be cute and quirky, and we're going to go over the December list, and or things that she can take. She's gone through quite a bit. Yes, she has. She's gone a lot of different ways. From the get-go in the first edition, at 1.5, she was like a little ice bolt. Surge, do it again, keep on doing it. Ice Golem wasn't really that great. Then we came up in the second edition, you know. We saw the December Acolyte shine a little bit. Rasputina got a little bit better, but the Ice Golem is where it was at, because he, for one, looked freaking awesome. And second of all, he was just pretty good stats. Now in third. And yet again, we're in another sculpt for Rasputina. And it's not to forget, she also has a Nightmare Box, which that's what I have for my Rasputina, is the Winter Wonderland. And I'll go over what is being used for what and such. Bloody bloody by. Okay, just loading up some No, I thought I was loading up. We'll just get to that. Okay, so we go and we look at Rasputina. She got movement of 4. I think this is might be one of her higher values that she's ever had in games in the past. So she's moving around, trucking around. She thinks she's a speed demon. She had 12 wounds, 4 defense, 6 willpower, 4 movement, and size 2. She's ruthless, so she's going to ignore those terrifying and manipulative abilities on other characters. She's seen it all, basically. She's, dare I say, a cold-hearted bitch. She's Ice Mare. When taking a non-close combat attack action, this model may draw a line of sight in range from any ice pillar markers with an 8-inch aura. Actions taken this way may not declare triggers unless the model first declares a guard. Discards a card. She has Ice Shield. When this model suffers damage from an enemy attack, it may remove an ice pillar marker within 2 inches. To reduce that damage to 0. It's freaking fantastic. And we'll get to the ice players here in a minute. If you don't like making things or playing with extra thing stuff on the table to represent for yourself, for your crew to grow or succeed, don't pick up this crew. She got Harsh Winter. If this model is the crew's leader, enemy models that start the activation with the 1-inch aura up it or an ice pillar marker must either discard a card or gain slow. Like I said, it's card control. Pretty good, and limiting activations is pretty sweet. Alright, now let's look at her attacks. She's got Frozen Touch. It comes with a built-in tome. Target suffers 1-3-4 damage, and it's going to give you slow. With that tome, strong winds push the target up to 2 inches away from this model for each tome in the action's final duel to a maximum of 6. Just get your way, shoot at you more, guess it could push you into some ice pillars, against an ice pillar, and or off of terrain. If you're both up there. She has a range attack, Winter Strike, which is target suffers 2, 3 with 1 blast, or 4 with 2. Push the damage model up by this action up to 1 in any direction. Gives you a little bit more moving around. With a Tome, Chill, models damaged by this attack action, game slow. And with a Mask, Onslaught, take this action again targeting the same model. There it is. And it's pretty devastating when you can sit there and chain stuff. Going over. We have Freeze Over. Now, let's see. Instead of dropping a Shockwave marker, this action may center its Shockwave on Ice Pillar marker within range, which is 6. If it does, models damaged by this action suffer plus 1 damage. Shockwave 1, movement 14. I guess that's your dual. Damage 1, slow and stagger. You throw a mask in it, you can take this action again. So, well, here we go. She's going to spam ice pillars, if you don't know this already. Tactical action, ice pillars. Range of 12. Built-in tome. Target number 11. With the tome. Create height 4, blocking destructible, impassable ice pillar marker anywhere within range. With 2 tomes, frozen domain, when resolve and create ice pillar marker anywhere within range. And if you got throw a mask in there, move this model up to 3 inches. It's reposition. She has shatter as a free action. Target ice pillar marker within 2 inches pulse of the target. Each target must pass a target 14 dual or suffer 2 damage and gain staggered. Then remove the target so she can detonate the ice pillars. So, yeah, pretty cool. This guy here is kind of creepy. Her told him the Wendigo, he lost a little bit. But it's okay, I guess. It is what it is. I mean, we can't change it. It's done. Model's cool looking, though. He is, Totem, Enforcer Living, Rasputina, December. He's got Companion. He's got the Frozen Conduit, which means he may be treated as Ice Pillar Marker for purposes of the Ice Mirror ability. His Demise, Frozen Heart. After this model is killed, create a height 4 blocking an ice pillar. Defense 4, willpower 5, 6 movement, not too bad. Size 2, 4 health. He's got one attack only, which is a bite. He's got a crow in there, he can swallow you whole, but it's basically after killing the target, does not drop any markers, and this model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. He doesn't swallow you anymore. I don't know how I feel about that. Tactical action. We have December's Pawn. Give me a second. Let's see, he's got December's Pawn. Once per turn, target friendly model with an ice on target model with ice mirror. Ignoring line of sight, select one of the target's non-close combat attacks that does not attach upgrades or listed model by name. The model may take the selected action with a stat of 4. And he's got Grim Feast as free action. Just remove a corpse counter, marker, and his model heals 2, 3, 4. Alright. Now, I will be, well, I guess I should be saying that I have the presents, the gifts for my Wendigo and my Jack Frost, apparently. Alright, next up we have the Blessed of December. It's taken a long road to get here, too. It was cool, like a little wolfing thing, then became an ugly thing. And mine, it is actually the rabbit. Because I think my Winter Wonderland kind of reminds me of The Rise of the Guardians, which is a pretty damn good movie, so I'm not dissing it anyway. But Blessed of December, or I think his name is Louie, I gotta check out. 6 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 3. So he's a big one. 40mm base, though. 6 defense. I went over that. Eat your fill, so after you kill somebody, he can heal too. He's hard to wound, and he's got deadly pursuit. During the end phase, his model may push up to 4 inches, so that's cool. 8 wounds, if I didn't say it. He's got furious claws, doing 2, 4, 6 damage. and push the target up to 2 inches in any direction when you're done. With a ram, you got critical strike for each ram in the total, up to 2. With a mask, you have pouncing strike. Places model-based contact with another enemy model within 5 in line of sight, then takes this action again, targeting the enemy model. I like. And onslaught, do it again at the same model, still with a mask. Tactical actions, leap. Everyone loves leap. And Grim Feast. Everyone's basically going to be... It's kind of like a pseudo-resurrections crew. You need the corpse markers, but you need them for other reasons. Yeah. Simple as that. Oh, what the hell did I do? Okay, I erased it off, but there's no big deal. I'd like to go over Snowstorm next. Only because, that's what I wish to do. Add him to this. I love this app. It's free. And so I don't forget the, you can buy the faction books, digital. I think they're $15. I don't know what's really in them to actually say, hey, I gotta have this or not. So, I don't know. If, you know what's in them, you think it's worth it, you wanna give me a couple screenshots of this, Sean, these really do kick ass, let me know. Next up, we have the Snowstorm, or in my case, the Krampus. Let's see. Okay, Snowstorm, or better yet, in my case, Krampus, like I said, 6 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 3. He is big with 9 health. He's got Middle of the Storm ability. And let's not go over the fact that the original one, him, was pretty freaking cool with the resin one with the, Metal Sorcerer. I thought he looked really nice. But he's got Middle of the Storm. When a friendly model within 3 inches, it takes damage from a shooting action. Reduce that damage by 2, so he's cool. He's got Charge Through, so his melee attack actions generated by the charge receive a plus through their damage flip. Always good. Sacrifice to December if this model kills an enemy model. If the enemy model was within 2 inches of one or more ice pillar markers, add 1 soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. Cool. Demise, Frozen Heart, he's making a pillar. I kind of like the old Frozen Heart on some of the figures before when they broke and like froze you, but is what it is. He's got Ferocious Claws. He's doing 2, 3, 6 damage. Pushing up to 2 inches when he does it. With a ram, it's Puncture. When resolving his action, damage flip receive plus for each ram. And Chill. With a Tome, you'll get slow. He's got Tornado, which is Shockwave 2. It's a move 13, damage 2 when resolving. Finally, December models may ignore the effects of this action and instead push up 3 inches in any direction. With a ram, you get Cataclysm. When resolving, drop another shockwave marker within range of line of fire. And you control your gun with it with another tome. He's got Grim Feast like most everybody else, and he's got December's command. Target another friendly model with the Demise, Frozen Heart. Push the model. It's moving any direction, so it's got a little bit of a... Well, Centurion, you know, I guess it's pretty cool. We got the Ice Golem next, which I think is really cool. In my case, he's the tree. It's thematic to what I got, but I kind of like the Ice Golem a little bit more, but oh well. This guy here, he's defense 4. 5 willpower, 4 movement, 4 size, 9 wounds. He's got armor plus 2. He's got the Frozen Heart. He's doing what everyone else can do. And when he's in, he's got Frozen Club. When he's in 1 inch of Ice Pillar, his melee attack actions receive plus 2 to your duels, plus ram. And he can flurry, so means he's going to attack you. He can discard a card and do it again once per turn. He's got Huge Fist doing 3, 4, 6 damage. He doesn't do the big hit that he did last. He's got Frozen Smash when resolving. The target suffers 1 damage or 2 plus damage if it's slow. And he can still do 8 damage. Not bad. Chill, he can give you slow. Tactical actions, he has Blizzard. This model may remove an ice pillar marker within range. And in the phase, non-December models treat the area within range as hazardous terrain. If an ice pillar marker was removed by this action, increase the damage models suffer from the hazardous terrain by +1. And you've got reform the ice as 4-inch pulse. Remove any number of ice pillars within range. This model heals 2 for each ice pillar marker removed by this action. So, are you getting the hint that you are probably going to be building or buying ice pillar markers? Yeah, I got that too. We have the ice gammon next. You get the little gremlins. These guys have defense 5, willpower 4, 4 movement, size 1, armor +1. They have frostbite. And that says when an enemy model within slow within 4-inch would gain slow gain, instead suffers 1 damage after resolving the current action. They got the frozen heart, which I think is funny. They put the big old ice pillar down just like everyone else. Claws, 1, 2, 4 damage, and pass out slow with a tome. Ice blast, 1, 2, and now this is a shooting with 8. 1, 2 with a blast, and 4 with a blast, and again, chill, giving you slow with a tome. They have encased in ice. If the target is a December model, this action receives plus tome, which is fine duel. Target gains shielding +1. So it's a buffer spell. Next up, we have the Horror Cat. They took a little bit of a turn. They're actually... Kitty's got teeth or claws, that's what they say. Let's see, these are minions, 3, beasts, December, defense 5, 4 willpower, 6 move, size 1. They're manipulative. They have Tundra Hunter, so when targeting a model within 2 inches of an ice pillar, this model attack action receives a plus to their dual totals and damage flips. So, so the board's going to be jam-packed with ice pillars. Get ready for the annoyance. Trample, this model can move through other models. Eat your fill. When it kills model, heals 2. Stealth, and this says enemy models cannot target this model from more than 6 inches away. Not too bad. Let's see. If it's got 1 attack, which is claws, doing 1, 2, 4 damage. With a tome, you're going to ignore armor. And with a crow, after he kills you, he can heal 1, 2, or 3. And he's got the Grim Feast, which is a corpse marker. Get rid of it. And, yeah. Can heal. Let's see. Just a few more left you have to suffer with. Next up. On the Ice Dancer. Yeah, I don't know. Probably gonna get it. But I don't know how much of my Rasputina crew I'm gonna play, so anyway. Let's see. She's defense 5, willpower 5, 6 movement, size 2. She is a December End performer. She's got Don't Mind Me, so you can take interact actions while you're engaged, or if you've taken the disengage action. She's got the butterfly jump, so after resolving enemy attacks, you can just push up to 3 inches. There is no there's no trigger you need. She's an ice skate, and this model can move through, but not in its movement, on ice pillars. After this model ends its move, it may place an ice pillar or ski marker that moved through during it move into base contact with it. So, I know everyone's like, oh, you can do the stuff with the ice pillar, but it says, or a ski marker. They could be your enemies. Taking them off, you know, putting them on your thing. Take 2 movements, whether you just move 12 inches, stealing a ski marker twice, I guess. Attack action, frozen touch, 1, 3, 4 damage, gaining slow. And if she got a tome, you're going to say, oh, those beautiful clothes. And you're going to gain distracted +1. For a tactical action, she has ice path. You're going to target an ice pillar, push this model 8 inches towards the target, ignoring models. Enemy models, this model, move through this way, must each pass a target number 13, move duel, or suffer 2 damage. If she's got a mask to do this, she can take the action again. Free action, she has freeze the corpse, target a corpse marker, create 4 blocking indestructible impassable ice pillar marker, and she's got Grim Feast too, because I don't know, I guess the models need to eat too, right? Let's see, who else do we have? It's not much more we got through there. Let's see. We have the Silent Ones. Dun, dun, dun. And December Acolytes. Like I said, it wasn't much. It's everything December. So, yeah. Silent Ones. There's a lot of five on everything except two for size. These girls have ice mirrors, so they're going to be able to be conduit for Rasputin or doing her spells to you. These girls can use soul stones, and they have sacrifice to December. After it kills an enemy model, so yeah, you can. If you buy ice pillars, you can add soul stones to your crew. They have ranged attacks. Sorry. Target suffering 1, 2 with a blast, 4 with a blast. Swift action with a mass to give it out again and mutilate. Let's see, we have mutilate. When resolving, if the target has slow, it suffers plus 1 damage, otherwise it gains slow. Tactical actions are, you got it, create ice pillars. We already know what it is. Next up, we have heal energy. Heals 1, 2, 3 damage. And if you got healing burst, models within 2 inches when you got a tome of the target, heal plus 1. And Grim Feast, because everyone's eating everything. It's like a giant friggin' buffet happy meal for the call of December. Then we have the December Acolyte. Your little guys that, I don't know the fluff, I guess. They said it. But anyway, these guys, everything but everything but 5, except for size, or 2. So, they have in the shadows, they can be deployed, you know, anywhere on the board that's not in the deployment zone, and at least 6 inches away from stuff. They have tools for the job. At the start of this model's activation, they can draw the top card of its discard pile and discard it. Oh, then discard a card. Until the end phase, this model may add the suit of the discarded card to final duels. Pretty cool. Sacrifice this on December, doing that, gaining soul stones again, just like everything else. It's got the skin and knife, doing 2, 3, 4 damage, and it mutilates you. So, and yeah, well, if you got slow, it'll give you plus damage. He's got the harpoon gun, which is doing 2, 3, 5 damage, and push the target 3 inches towards you. You got a ram in there, you push the target 3 inches towards you again. Reposition, move this model up to 3 inches afterwards, or mutilate if you had slow, adding damage. You also have analyze weakness. To the end of the phase, all damage the target suffer ignores armor and shielded. Yeah, that's pretty rough. And don't forget, like I said, the big old winter happy meal, they have Grim Feast as well. So that's it. That's everything December. That is this podcast. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I'll see you soon. Talk to you soon. Maybe I will try the Rasputino. Well, I'll try at least come up with all those damn markers. Holy shit, right? Till next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.